favorite SBS music station is here.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
The hits you know and the hits you'll want to know.
On DAB Radio, online,
the SBS audio app
and SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
Kerub Mara Gundich Mara man Travis Lovett is now more than 1 week into an 800-kilometre walk from Melbourne to Canberra. The former Yuruk Justice Commissioner is leading the 5-week-long Walk for Truth to call on Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to establish a national truth-telling process. SBS reporter Angelica Waite spoke with Mr. Lovett from Seymour about 150 kilometres into his journey.
Latta Laloma Latun Lat Linyung Travis Lovett, Kedapmara Gunijabara meeting, Linyan Kukon Kenen Konda Tedek Pujabim. Hi, my name is Travis Lovett and I'm a proud Kedapmara Gunijabara man. My people are from what is now known as Portland in Victoria, and I'm the current Executive Director of the Centre of Truth Telling and Dialogue at the University of Melbourne.
So, Travis, where are you now and how long have you been walking so far?
Yeah, so I've finally actually made it out to Seymour. So I've walked, I just added up Strava last night as well because I'm documenting my steps and the kilometres of walking, and I've just clocked 150. And we've just had our first rest day, so 5 days straight. We've made it to beautiful, we're on Tunnerong country, and it's Seymour here. It's beautiful to be here. I've got cockatoos flying past and chirping away at me as well as I'm walking around and having this great conversation with you.
Thanks, Travis. And what's the purpose of your walk?
The main purpose of the Walk for Truth is really to call on the Prime Minister to establish a national truth-telling process. Our people have long called for truth-telling in this country. We've heard loud and clear from our elders that they want to be able to heal, they want to be able to move forward, but it needs to be based on the truth. And I was fortunate enough in more recent times to be the Deputy Chair and Commissioner of the Yuruk Justice Commission, Victoria's and Australia's first truth-telling process and commission in the country. And we've seen the power of what truth-telling can do around bringing communities and societies together, understanding past injustices and how colonisation is still impacting First Peoples today. But the beauty about actually, walking bringing people together is incredibly powerful thing. So I'm walking all the way from Melbourne to Canberra, calling on the Prime Minister to establish a national truth-telling process. The Prime Minister of Australia, Anthony Albanese, had already promised Australians, we're not asking for a new election commitment here, he'd already promised Australians that he'd deliver the Uluru Statement from the Heart in full, and truth is a key mechanism and a key pillar to that statement. But also our people have called for truth-telling for over 200 years in this country, highlighting the injustices, but not just the injustices our people have been through, but the strength, the resistance and the contributions that our people have continually made to Australia as well. They need to be put on the public record because that's incredibly important as well.
You've mentioned that truth-telling is something that's often misunderstood. Can you tell me what truth-telling is and why it is such an important process?
Well, truth-telling is misunderstood because sometimes people think that our people, when we call for truth to be shared, that we're trying to rewrite history. What we're actually doing and what we're calling for when we talk about truth-telling as First Peoples is to tell the full story. We see all the monuments around, of early colonisation recognising many early colonisers who came and brought innovation. But many, many, not all, but many have brought and contributed in shocking and violent ways, committed massacres against our people. And they're celebrated. And what we are saying as well is that truth-telling is about unpacking the injustices of the past, but also coming up with recommendations around how we move forward as well. That's a really important point. It's not about rewriting history. It's actually about telling the full lived experience of First Peoples in this country. Because we haven't, in the education system, we are solely relying on really teachers having an understanding or doing their own research and stuff. We're not embedded in the curriculum about the lived experience of colonization and the impacts. And that's a really important, that's what truth telling is about unpacking the injustices, unpacking how the contemporary policies are still deeply embedded by their colonial roots as well. Closing the gap as a priority of the federal governments around how they work and the aspirations, I suppose, that they have for our people. But yet the key point there is their aspirations for our people. Only 4 of the 19 closing the gap targets are actually on track. And that's not by any lack or will of our people not coming to the table and actually saying what is happening and also what the issues are. We have given government the solutions for generations, and it's really important. But at the end of the day, we haven't unpacked as a country and come to terms with our past about the violence, the dispossession, the massacres that have taken place, but also how, again, the contemporary policies of today are deeply embedded by their colonial roots. And it's not really how First Peoples feel. It's actually rooted in the data and the evidence that comes from governments when they're reporting on targets and when they're reporting on their lack of progress alongside our people. And the sad thing about that in societies is that our people get the blame. There's this mixed notion as well that our people get everything. And this is the power of truth telling, where we can actually come and talk about how and why we're in this situation. Why is there a gap in the first place? Let's get to those questions of why is there even a gap? There shouldn't be a gap in the first place. Closing the gap, for instance, is built on a deficit model. It doesn't bring us up to par with non-Aboriginal people. It's a really important point that many people don't understand. And this is the power of truth-telling. It's the power of coming together and actually enabling people who have been through severe and significant injustice in their life to come and share their lived experience. That's what truth-telling processes do. And in Victoria, we've been fortunate enough to be able to have a Royal Commission Truth-Telling Commission with Royal Commission powers, who was able to investigate and provide a report and recommendations to the government, which informed the treaty process in this first treaty in Victoria and the first treaty in the country. It can only bring us together, It only brings us together. But it needs to be, in order to move forward and heal, what we have to understand as a nation is we need to unpack the truth, because it's not systematically taught.
And what would a national truth-telling process look like?
Well, the beauty about this is why we're calling for a process, because this, and we're walking to Canberra to call on the Prime Minister to have a conversation with us about what a process could look like. That's the beauty. I see myself as a mechanism to help our people get to Canberra, to help put this conversation on the agenda. But this is just not because I just decided that truth telling is the best way forward for our country. There's evidence, there's data that First Peoples strongly support, overwhelmingly actually support truth telling. And we've called for truth telling, as I said before, for over 200 years. But there's also recent data put out as well that non-Aboriginal people also support truth telling in this country. And I think that's a really important point here. And what we're doing is we are walking to, again, ask the Prime Minister to deliver on the promises that he didn't just make to First Peoples, he made to all Australians about delivering truth and a truth-telling process. So I would expect that our people would have the ability to sit down with the Prime Minister and talk about what would be the best and the most appropriate process for our country to be able to finally come together and heal. But it needs to be based on truth, on justice, then healing can happen, and all are underpinned by hope. And hope, for more of an equitable society that we can all prosper together. And that's why the walk is so important. We're bringing people together to show that this is how we walk together. This is how we can do truth telling in this country. But we need to do it side by side. It's not divisive. It can be a healing moment for our nation to be able to address the injustices. We know as First Peoples that we're proud to have the oldest continuous living culture in the world as ours. And we want all Australians to be proud of that culture as well, because that's really important, because it's our culture. you know, but we also want people to understand and be immersed and in the lived experiences of our people, because you can't have one without the other. You can't just have the culture, the dance, the song, the ceremony without trying to tackle and address the issues. And truth-telling for everyday Australians is not about naming and blaming everyday Australians for the situation that we are in. It's our people have always called for the institutions to be accountable for the institutional harm that they've caused our people. That's what truth-telling is about. It's a really important distinction. Not about blaming and naming everyday Australians for what had went wrong. No. It's about institutional accountability. And many of the institutions have never been held to account, who have never been asked the tough questions of their role in colonization and implementing government policies of those days and of those eras. But it's also, with truth telling, it's incredibly powerful to be able to heal, but also to be able to provide recommendations around how we move forward together. That's what this is about, moving forward together. So we all have the opportunity to prosper in a more equitable arrangement, not just some prospering, our people being able to thrive and prosper as well as everybody else.
So I understand on your 500-kilometre journey, you're stopping along the way to speak to traditional owners and community members. What's that process been like so far?
Yeah, so you shortchanged me about 320 kilometres. I'm actually walking 820. It's a big walk, this one. It's a big walk, but a really important walk. And I'll get to the response in a second. But the part here is again, our people have walked country for 65 plus thousands of years. And what we are doing here is walking across country, listening and learning, engaging with traditional owners, elevating local voices of their knowledge, their customs, their traditions. We're exchanging message sticks between mob. We're coming together. We're having yarns. Elders, young people are coming together for ceremony, but also for hard truths. We do stop at massacre sites, and we have, because this is truth-telling and it's hard. But we also stop at sites of significance, of wisdom, of knowledge that our people have been managing and caring for the land and culture and country for that time as well, and they're sharing that. So it's a combination of both culture and lived experiences, and it's about elders talking about what they want to see, but also young people talking about what they want to see in this country in the future. So I'm just, as I said before, I'm seeing my role as a mechanism to kind of help, you know, come through and be welcomed onto country and be provided safe passage from these mob. And that's what's happened so far. And it's been an absolute blessing. I've been through ceremony, even personally, me as a proud Gunditjmara man, haven't been through, because it's different parts of country and societies that we're walking through as well. And then traditional owners are also inviting non-Aboriginal people to come and walk with them when we're walking through country, hearing their truths as well. And what happens is these walks bring people together. They bring strangers together to listen, learn, and engage with each other. And how powerful is that, just to be able to do that? We're walking on the same ground, side by side, as equals, and we don't always agree. But we're having conversations together about how we move forward as humans connecting.
And what would you say to people who are interested to join you at some point along the walk?
Yeah, so the message really is to come and walk with us. Jump on the website, www.walkfortruth.com. Consider coming and joining us on one of those public legs where we'll have traditional owners talk for country. Many of the times we have ceremony as well, intertwined in those walks. We hear directly from TOs about their lived experiences. But also, I have an open letter, and we have an open letter to the Prime Minister, that if you support truth telling and you support bringing our nation together, heal and move forward based on truth, based on justice, based on healing and hope, then I'm asking people to add their names to that open letter to the Prime Minister, calling on the Prime Minister to establish a national truth telling process. Again, this is an opportunity for the Prime Minister to bring our country together. We need this now more than ever. Not just First Peoples, our country needs to be brought together. And this is an open opportunity for the Prime Minister. In his last election speech that he'd won, he mentioned no Australians being left behind. Well, I talked a little bit earlier about that closing the gap statistics. And our people don't just feel left behind. The data and the evidence from government says that we are being left behind and we're being left out. So This is why we are calling on the Prime Minister, and I'm calling on everyday Australians and people listening in to jump on the website to consider and adding your name and supporting the call for a national truth-telling process. And everybody is welcome. Everyone is welcome to come and walk. We've had three-legged dogs, respectfully, right through to 96-year-old people come and walk with us. So it's an open invitation, so please come and join us. Thanks for the opportunity to come and have a yarn. In my language, we say wuduk, which means for now. We never say goodbye. Wuduk.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.